This past summer, the parish staff participated in a retreat, as we do every summer. The retreat master spoke to us about servant leadership. In a series of conferences and small group discussions, we were able to reinforce the message that leaders are, at their best, servants. Those in authority are called to serve those they lead. Today's readings are about the proper and improper use of authority, about the dangers of seeking the approval of others, our family, friends, co-workers, parishioners, at the expense of seeking the approval of God. In today's first reading, the prophet Malachi warns the Jewish priest not to abuse their authority. Malachi is writing after the Hebrew exile and the return to Jerusalem and the rebuilding of the temple. Malachi emphasizes that God is king and lord of the Jewish people, even though their land is controlled by pagan rulers. Through the prophet, God criticizes the priest for partiality in their legal judgments, for playing favorites. In our gospel selections over the past few weeks, we have seen an increase of the tension between the leaders of the Jewish people, the scribes and the Pharisees, and Jesus. Today, we hear Jesus outright call them hypocrites. Some scribes and Pharisees sought to dominate the people. They levied heavy burden and unjust burdens on the people. They preached, but they did not practice. They made a show of their religious piety. They needed their good works to be seen. They required the approval of their subjects rather than the approval of God. These are not the hallmarks of a disciple of Jesus. Perhaps we too can be, at times, more concerned about the approval of others and not concerned enough about the approval of God. Jesus, I think, is talking to every one of us as he expands his teaching, admonishing all those who wish to be exalted. And this is the key takeaway from this week's readings. If we are minister, professor, lawyer, doctor, teacher, vice president, priest, deacon, whatever the title, we must not have a disordered attachment to the title. Jesus is calling us to real humility, to be genuinely humble. We are called to have the attitude reflected in today's responsorial psalm, "O Lord, my heart is not proud." When we adopt this attitude, when we practice the virtue of humility, when we exercise a leadership of service, we will set ourselves up for great blessings, for he who humbles himself will be exalted. Reflect on any attachment we may have for any position or title of esteem, or any area of our life that may reflect hypocrisy. How can we turn away from these tendencies to have a more humble attitude? When we do, we will begin to see, as St. Paul said in today's second reading, we will begin to see the work of the Word of God at work in us who believe.